Hello, my virtual friends. I don't know if you can hear me over the sound of the wind blowing through my car. It's my sole form of air conditioning on this very hot day here in Montreal, although it's not so bad humidity-wise. It is very warm, probably running around 27 to 29 degrees maybe, but there's not as much humidity, so the famous Humidex isn't so high. So what I wanted to babble about this afternoon on my way home is yesterday the premier of the province of Quebec called an election. Now, normally I don't talk about politics with my friends nor my close entourage, but I feel that Audioboo is a great venue for me to talk politics because most of my followers are from overseas. So you might get an inkling here and there of some political talk from Canada, but it usually involves the Prime Minister, Stephen Harper, and whatever he's doing, if he's at some function or something. But other than that, you don't really hear anything at the provincial level. So what I wanted to talk about, yeah, is this election. Now, one has to understand that in the province of Quebec, there are a lot of French-speaking people. And traditionally, there has been two political parties. The Liberal Party, which is kind of right, and the, center-left. Let me rephrase that. Center-left, not right. Right, more right than the other party, which I'm about to explain. The other party is called the Parti Québécois. Now, the Parti Québécois, abbreviated PQ, is a very nationalistic party, very left-oriented, and they, one of their prime reasons for existing is to split the country into two. Basically, try to separate the province of Quebec from the rest of Canada. And right now, with all the student protests that have been happening, which I have mentioned in my audioboos, it's painting a very interesting landscape for this vote, this election that we're going to have on September 4th, because most people are sick and tired of the student protests and all the ensuing problems that that has brought. However, the problem is if the PQ party, the separatist party, and the other separatist party, which escapes my memory at the moment, the CCACQ. Anyway, I'm not exactly sure what it stands for. But again, another sort of separatist-tended party. They both are making promises to the students that they will freeze tuition and they will, go to the bargaining table and try to work some deal out. Where the Liberals said, nah, 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 nah. The fees are going up. We don't care how much you protest. And nothing's going to be done about it. So a lot of people that don't want the protests to go on might be tended to vote towards either the PQ or the what is colloquially known as the CAQ. Well, unfortunately, they're separatists. So somebody like me, who's an Anglophone, who doesn't want Quebec to separate or even go through the motions and have what they call referendums, well, we're kind of stuck. Do we vote for them and risk a referendum? Or do we stay with the Liberals and have another 4 years of problematic and political dissent in the province? So it's going to be a very interesting election, to say the least. And I'll audio boo from time to time and let you know how things are going. Until then, catch you later.